This is the time of the morning when we turn to As the Worm Turns with our guest, resident expert organic gardener, Lance Swagger. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm out there sweating away.
Uh-huh. Right. I mean, that's kind of surprising to see it get this warm after, what was it, snow a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
We must be in Colorado.
Yes. It's changing all the time. I actually ended up with some afternoon showers on Friday and Saturday, and it was sort of amazing that that cloud just stayed there, didn't move. I kept thinking, well, just go by, but it didn't.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Was probably hanging out for you special.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it was, there was somebody was burning a brush pile, and they were burning it for about a week, and it was right above that.
Okay.
Good.
Uh-huh. Cloud seeding.
Yeah.
Home farm cloud seeding.
Yeah, really.
All right, so what do you have going for us in the garden today?
Oh, I had mentioned a few weeks ago that I was fertilizing my garlic because I really didn't like that really cold weather we had.
Right.
And so that has pretty much recovered. It looks really good now. I actually sprayed it with foliar stuff, and I put manure tea on it.
I'm sorry, you sprayed it with what?
Foliar spraying, foliar feeding. We talked about that with using kelp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Foliar, though. I don't know that I'd heard that word. That was the new word to me.
Okay. Foliar is the term for spraying liquid fertilizers or stuff like that on the leaves.
Okay. So
and
it's like
like
absorbing things through the skin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, and also the peas is pretty much recovered from that cold also.
Uh-huh.
And
they're probably not going to like the heat coming up.
No,
here,
no. So I just foliar sprayed them this morning. Like, okay, back and forth. Here we are.
Right.
And then I've talked to a few people about that wonderful weed mallow. Or buttonweed. And they're just complaining about how deep the root is. And most people don't realize that you go an inch or two below the ground, below the, all those where all those crowns come, and just chop it off. That root will not come back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's just a big, long
tapper. Now you tell me.
So,
oh, my goodness.
So, anyways, it's just something to ease your workload on that one.
Okay, well, I will do that. I always thought I had to get that. I mean, that's such a core root, and it goes so deeply. It always seems like they keep coming back from the same spot.
Yeah, but it actually does. Go like I said, an inch or two below that crown where all those branches come out, and just chop it off.
Okay.
And then you have this long tap root that actually has gone down and broken
to the
up.
Center of the earth.
Yeah, just about. It's breaking up the hard pan, so you get this lot of airflow. The worms can go up and down it because it will start rotting.
Okay. And add to your nutrition of your soil.
Yes. Yeah. So let's see. Potatoes are planted.
Uh-huh.
And then here's something I was talking to a friend about. This is flea beetles. We're heading into that season where the flea beetles get mainly seedling plants. You know, they'll get on the broccoli and cauliflower and stuff like that. They'll get on tomatoes. Really bad cases, they're on potatoes. They're on radishes. You know, those kind of things. And a very simple thing is sprinkle wood ashes on them after after watering.
Okay.
Straight wood ashes. It deters them. They don't like it.
So you're basically sprinkling it on top of your plants where you find them?
Yeah.
And what do flea beetles look like?
Well, they're black and they hop like mad.
How big are they?
Very small.
So like fleas that you'd find on an animal?
Yeah, a little bit bigger than that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're black and shiny.
All right.
And that's just something that seedlings, and I've seen it, some years they're really bad, and some years there's hardly any.
Okay.
And one of the other things I've noticed in the garden here is I have a few plants that indicate that possibly no more frost. I say possibly because you never really know until it, but the seedlings, volunteers that have come up are marigold seedlings and tomatoes, and they usually don't come up until all danger frost.
Okay.
And so I've seen both of those in the garden.
Uh-huh. All right. So that's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good to know, because every time I'm hearing these, you know, reading these weather reports about another cold front coming in, I just start cringing.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see how we make
it. So you're saying basically it is safe to put out those warmer weather crops at this point? And just be prepared that you may need to...
Yeah, be prepared that you're going to have to cover them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And I had a surprise Friday, the first time I've seen this. I actually had a wild turkey in my garden.
You did?
Yeah. And so had...
Maybe it had to do with that ladder you set on the outside of your fence.
Yeah, well, he cruised around and nobody was here, so...
Uh-huh.
I just started pecking at one bed, but I don't want a flock in here.
Right.
To say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I did check and see if we'd had any questions come in from our listeners, and there was nothing posted on the website. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll just keep faking it till we make it here.
Yeah, sounds good. And, yeah, just one little thing, sometimes people complain that they can't get their beans to come up.
Uh-huh.
And a very simple way to do is to mark out where you're going to plant the beans.
Okay.
Water it. And then come back two, three days later and plant the beans with the eye down. You'll see there's an eye on them. And because that's where the root comes out. And plant that with the eye down in the moisture. About 1 or 2, even 2 inches, and don't water until they come up.
Huh. Okay, so why do you wait a few days before?
Well, it's because you want to walk in mud or not.
Oh.
That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you were in a position to go ahead and plant in the moment that you've watered, that's okay too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can do that. It's just too long. I don't particularly like to be walking or digging around in mud.
Right.
But that's it. It's just, and you could soak them, but if you're going to soak your beans or any of your seeds, you got to make sure the ground's moist when you plant them.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that's the key to helping them be happy.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's any kind of bean.
Yeah.
All right.
Any kind.
Great.
So that's about it.
All right.
So I hope everybody has a good day out there.
Yes, you too.
All right.
Thanks again for all your generous sharing of information.
You're welcome.
I know that there are a lot of people out there that listen regularly and really appreciate what you do. Even though we don't necessarily hear from them, directly, they have made comments on numerous times. And I know you've gotten positive feedback as well.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks again. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So as mentioned, if there is any information that you'd like to gather from Lance, you shouldn't hesitate to go to kvnf.org, look for the short features. As the Worm Turns is the name of this gardening program, and you can leave a message there, and we will get your question or comment on the air. Or you can also call 527-4868, 1-866-KVNF-NOW, and get in touch that way, too. Either way is just fine.